Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning. It's Alice here with Lewis, and we've got some really interesting developments in the energy sector to discuss today. Let me start by telling you that last year, British energy payers saved over £300 million by simply shifting the time they used their appliances like washing machines. That's a significant amount, right?
Wow, that is quite an achievement. I see. So people adjusting their energy consumption patterns had such a measurable impact. What's the connection with the latest news from the Energy Network Association?
Well, the ENA reported that the UK secured 9 gigawatts of flexibility in 2024, which is a record high. That's a substantial increase, and it's all about managing energy demand and supply more efficiently.
Opus 4, 9 gigawatts. That's impressive, isn't it? How does that flexibility work in practice?
Exactly. This flexibility is crucial because it helps balance the grid, especially with the increasing reliance on renewable energy sources like wind and solar. When the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing, having this flexibility allows us to manage demand and reduce pressure on the grid.
Right, and this is where demand response comes in, right? People using smart technology to adjust their energy usage based on real-time data.
Yes, that's exactly what's happening. Dr. Avinash Athel, the head of open networks at ENA, mentioned that the boom in the flexibility market is due to industry efforts to remove barriers and simplify processes. It's becoming more mainstream, which is great for consumers and the industry.
That does sound like a positive trend. So, the savings for consumers are significant, and it's also beneficial for the wider energy industry. It's almost like a win-win situation.
Absolutely. Dr. Athel highlighted that Great Britain is now a global leader in energy flexibility. The collaboration between ENA and the industry has made it possible for everyone to participate in and benefit from this market.
It's fascinating how technology and consumer behaviour are shaping the energy landscape. This flexibility not only helps with immediate demand, but also supports long-term infrastructure upgrades.
Definitely, as we move forward, this kind of flexibility will be essential for our energy future. It's a great example of how innovation and collaboration can drive positive change. Thanks for joining me, Lewis, and we'll be back with more business news shortly.